Daf Yud. Taisus, we already said yes to a chazer. Again, Rebbe says you need two passim. Is mashu according to Rabbanan, even a chatzar that's squared is enough with a pass, a mashu, because the argument will be in Rabbas, as we'll see later on, in the Gemara later on, Daf Yud Beis. And two tvachim should be enough. These two tvachim are lavdafka, because we're seeing two sides, a mashu here and a mashu here. There's no svar to say that a mashu is lavdafka, as we see in Perek Chalayim, by Shtufim Avoyes, and you have to raise it a drop, kolshu, and how much is a kolshu a tefach? Because if not, I should have explained it just like over there. Or a pas gomer is enough with two mashuin. But the wall itself is not considered a pas unless it's the width of a tefach, because there's no such a hecker with a wall as by a pas. By a pas, a mashu is enough. But by a wall, you would need at least a tefach. I mean, faket. A pas, you need a tefach, and a wall, you wouldn't. Daf, yuram and beis, toises. Oysa paskawa, sarab, and mesh of daldam, 4 hours. If there is from the beginning of the pas, towards the end, till the wall, the middle wall of the movi, more than 10, that this movi needs a tzur sepesach, then it's like movi oka. Even though according to Shmuel we pass, as I said earlier, if it's more than 10, we say Shmuel says Taras Kasasov is going on the opening of the where the L shape is going. The Ritz explains that here is even more than 10 is not Kasasov Mufurish, since the two openings to Shisra, there's two openings, and the whoever stands in this doorway won't come around to the other side. But a Mavri Akum, there is both sides, and every side of Shisravim, it's Rekidus to go through one to the other, therefore it's Kesil Mefurish, Mefulish. And a Mavri Akum that they said, they need doorways, that's like it's not open in two doors to Shisravim, or it explained that it's Mefulish from three sides, and in the middle it's crooked, like the Re said, that it's like a Ches. Then he said it makes a Pas Shal Shamash, and it needs a Lechi, because that Pas doesn't help, since it's off the wall, three. As I said later on, that it's not Kesil Lechi, and therefore he asked Rav Ami and Rav Asi, that it should have been mevatel with that tikkun, even though it has a pas. So he said, let the pas make it an am and a half. Rashi explains why you need a pas of three amas together. Is mashu the makshu what remakel, and it's not mashu, since he answers later on, kula hai lot techur abon, is mashu the makshu is machmer on him. And Chayin says mashu to all the kashas. Therefore, Taisa says, he asks, we ask a pas amo mechza. That's much better, since there is gifufi, bottom part to this side, and the bottom part to this side looks like more than a tefach, the opening. The Eura Asa, the Torah Tzit, the Chalal Shavuz Mustafa, and that's when the Tum and the Kli is underneath the skin, the leather. As is seen in the first parak of Sukkah, if there's a skylight in the house and there's an opening of a Tefach, Tum in the house, whatever's connected to the Rub is Tor. Tum is connected to the Rub, the whole house is Tor. Nevertheless, it's Mustafa, the Avar, just like the Avar of Sukkah is Mustafa, and you don't sleep underneath it. And you can't consider the Avar, the airspace, as closed because of Lovet, because we have a Locha by Tumma, you don't say Lovet. And therefore, we say B'Somach as B'Ayim Mikan. If you can say love it, then it's enough for a mashu mekam, a mashu mekam. So, two fingers and two-thirds space in the middle. That's not shaykh by the leather toilet seat, because that's a kli, because then the avar of this side and the avar of this side will be mevatlet. Only when you have mechitzas kuras, like when you have poles. Later on in the perek, we see when you're surrounded with ropes. The Ritz explains that avir da alma, it doesn't say that it comes from mevatlet, only avar that I counted as closed. Like we said, that we're counting the Avir of the Eser as closed. And when you surround it with ropes, the Avir on top of 10 Tvachim is considered Sosom. But the Avir that's not part of the Mechitza is not Mevatel. So it is Masha later on, when you have you have only three ropes surrounding a corral. And later on, is earlier Mashma, Rav Ami Rav Asi said, if there is a Pas Avir, it's Matar Pitz until 10 Amos. And we don't see the Avir of this side, and the Alma is Mevatel. Unless we're going to be Mechalak between the beginning of the Mavoi and the Seif Mavoi, Tosis blives with a suffering. But one with Tosis, if you're Allah, and Allah, if Kamai, does it help the Tosis Besson with the height? If any time I ask, the Tosis Besson is economy kind, the Kana Gaben. Take away the Kana Gaben, they become kosher with the economy kind, it's like a Lechi. So Tosis says, yes, where it doesn't help a Lechi, for instance, it's Mufulish, or it's more than 10 Tvachen, that you need to Tosis Besson, or according to Bersi, that you need a Lechi Reich of 3. And that's how we explain the brayso that he brings. So that's going to be the clear, and we'll get the answer mentioned tomorrow. This is the end of Tosfos, Daf Yud.